Liv Anastad has wanted to be a mother for as long as she can remember.
I always assumed it would happen the normal, typical way. I'd meet somebody, maybe either in high school or college, and get married and have a few babies, but it didn't happen that way.
As years went by, and she still hadn't met the right person, Liv started thinking about becoming a single parent. Now, Liv Anastad is 36, and this year she started the in vitro fertilization process. Like every prospective parent, she has lots of questions, so we introduced her to someone who can answer them.
Hi, Liv. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
Good. Good morning.
Pam Rector is a single mother by choice. Her daughter is now 17. Pam and Liv spoke as part of our series, Been There, connecting people at either end of a shared experience. Liv, the prospective mother, wanted to know what it was like for Pam when she decided to get pregnant on her own.
One of my concerns I was going to ask you about is, do people judge you for this when they find out that you did it on your own?
My folks were not so keen on the idea. My mom was a big fan of Dr. Laura at the time. So my mom was saying, you know, Dr. Laura says that this is very selfish and blah, blah, blah. And my dad said to me, you know, you're just having a midlife crisis. Why don't you just get a red car or something? But once I was pregnant, they were like over the moon. All that fell away. So
then it becomes real, I guess.
Yeah. Then they're like at the ultrasound. But I don't think the judgment thing wasn't a big issue to me. I mean, I don't want to say I didn't care, but my desire to be a mom was more important than what people were going to say to me.
Yeah.
So, question for you. Are you having doubts about the path? Like, disaster fantasies or huge fears? Or
yeah, do you have that. I mean, it is the right decision, but I have my thoughts of, you know, obviously the question of, is the child going to be resentful of the fact that there's not a father figure? There may not be a father figure. I did go with a open or non-anonymous donor, so they have the option of contacting them when they're 18.
Uh-huh.
So I was going to ask you if you had done that.
Yeah, I went with the California Cryobank, and at the time, what the donor agreed to is that when the child is 18, the child can contact the bank, and the bank will contact the donor.
Does your daughter want to meet him?
She's interested in meeting him and seeing him, but she has always known, obviously. You know, when she was little, I practiced telling the story about the nice man with the seeds that, you know, the doctor put inside me, and that's how you came to be. And she's been, because you can pick whatever you want donor-wise, I picked somebody with Italian background because I wanted a little SPF in there. And, you know, I remember we were in an elevator one time, and so she gets really beautiful skin in the summer. And someone said to her, oh, your skin, it's so beautiful. And she was 3. She's like, oh, thank you. I got it from my donor. You know,
yeah.
I'm like, okay, this is a girl that's comfortable with her story.
It's not an elevator conversation, though, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there anything that was unexpected as you went through this process that I should know about?
I think for a lot of single moms, we are independent women and we can handle our own business. But then this little baby comes and sometimes you just can't do it all. So you have to know how to ask for support or when people offer to take it. And that's for me, it was a hard lesson to learn because I'm used to like, no, I got it. I can handle it. But no, you know, she was a colicky kid. She cried from like 7 till 11 at night. When people said, what can I do? It's like, you can come over, bring food and carry her around so I can eat while she's doing the crying thing.
That's a good point, because I could see myself being afraid that people are going to say, I told you so. You know, like, well, you did this on your own.
Mm-hmm.
So it might lead me to say, oh, I'm fine. I don't need help. But yeah.
There was a big group of people that were very supportive to me. But in the end, you're doing it by yourself.
Sure.
So I think it's important that you know that there are going to be times where you're just like, oh my God, this is just so hard. You know,
right.
I've got to do the taxes. I've got to do the this. And now the plumbing broke and the baby's crying and the blah, 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 blah. You know, some days are just not that pretty. And you just take the breath and get it done. I look back at videos that I have, you know, like I'm videoing my daughter. And there's nobody in it but her, right? Like, there's not videos of she and I.
Right, because you're holding the camera. And
right, so it is a different family situation.
Do you think you had have a better relationship with your daughter because it's just you and her?
You know, we've had the conversation about, do you wish you had a dad? And she has said sometimes she wished she had a dad because dads are fun and dads play. But I think the thing is, she also has said to me, I know if I had a dad, that she and I wouldn't have the same relationship that we do have. She's, you know, half of the family.
That was single parent by choice Pam Rector talking to Liev Onnestad, a single mother-to-be. Liev's now pregnant, due in March. They spoke together for our series of conversations called Been There. You can take part two. If you're going through a big change and you want to talk to someone about it, you can let us know by email. Write to NPR Crowdsource at npr.org with Been There in the subject line.